The Riverside Bulldogs are looking for a glimmer of hope this week, as they have been looking for a win after losing four straight games. Riverside started off on a good note on a few drives, but penalties were the barrier for the Bulldogs, as they were not able to continue to get past the Chargers in their 12-point loss.
Yeah, I mean, actually, starting out wasn't, I mean, we didn't score earlier, but we drove the field on ACGC early. I had two touchdowns called back on penalties. You know, it was one of those where we thought we were right where we needed to be. We were moving the ball on, you know, they scored a couple, but we were holding them on better than, you know, a lot of teams had. So, I mean, we were feeling pretty good where we're at. We just weren't sticking it in the end zone. So as the game went on, you know, scored a couple times. We were right there, but their ball control offense kind of controlled it there in the fourth quarter and didn't give us a chance to get back on the field. So, you know, we felt good about a lot of the things we did, but the physicality of the game kind of took its toll on us, and that gave them the upper hand.
Riverside is looking to limit their penalties, as there were over six penalties in the first 20 minutes of the Bulldogs game against ACGC. Head coach Daryl Frain has been working all week on eliminating penalties and turnovers to make it right for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, that's been a big emphasis, because even in the IKM game the week before, we had a lot of penalties. So, you know, it's a lot of little things we got to take care of. And that's kind of been our season right there, is inopportune penalties, a few turnovers along the way. And so we're going to spend a lot of time discussing it and hopefully making it right for the finish of the season.
Grady Jepson had 155 passing yards and one touchdown while rushing 42 yards against ACGC. Riverside rallies around the senior quarterback and relies on his leadership on the field as he continues to help in the success on offense.
Yeah, he's been throwing the ball well for us. You know, he's running the ball well for us also. And a lot comes down to that offensive line and even our tight ends and wing backs that are coming in and blocking for him. So, you know, he's done a great job, and he's just been a great leader for us the whole year. And we're the whole group motivates off of him.
This week, Riverside will be taking on Southwest Valley, as both teams are looking for their first win in over 2 weeks. The Timberwolves rely on the throwing game of quarterback Wyatt Mendenhall, as former quarterback Evan Timmerman is dealing with an injury that may prevent him from playing for the rest of the season. But Southwest Valley will be trying the ground game this week, something that Riverside is looking to stop.
Yeah, you know, it really hasn't changed the last couple weeks. Yeah, you know, running teams, you know, we just got to stop them up front. We felt pretty good about where we were the last 2 weeks and just come up short. So hopefully this week we can do a little bit better job, stop the first downs, keep them behind the chains, and maybe make them throw the ball a little bit. And that definitely gives us an advantage.
The focus is putting the Bulldogs back on the board as they can turn the tide this week against the Timberwolves. Coach Frank does not want to put his team as the best 1-4 team in the state, but rather become one of the better 2-4, 3-4, and then even 4-4 teams in the state.
You know, that's kind of what we've focused on, that we don't want to be in that category. We want to focus on this week, try to get better and take a chance and get a win. And, you know, being 3-3 in the district, if we can do that, we still have an opportunity to be in the playoffs. And that's what we've been motivating the kids with.
Riverside hosts Southwest Valley tomorrow with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.